بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ووالاه السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We have with us hadith number 83 from this blessed book of عمدة الأحكام, and we want someone to volunteer and recite it or read it for us. Muhammad Aman.
Narrated Salim ibn Abdullah. My father said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to raise both his hands up to the level of his shoulders when opening the prayer and on saying the takbir for bowing. And on raising his head from bowing, he used to do the same and then say, Sami'allahu liman hamida, Rabbana walakal hamd. And he did not do that, that is raising his hands in prostrations.
In this hadith, Abdullah ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him and with his father, is describing to us how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam used to raise his hands in three positions. And we have another hadith, which is also authentic, adding a fourth position, which makes them two that are only done once in prayer and two that are done in every rak'ah of every prayer. So the first one that is done only once, and that is takbiratul ihram, the first takbirah in the salah that initiates it, that begins it. So when you say Allahu Akbar, he used to raise his hands till the level or to the level of his shoulders. And there are hadiths that his fingers would be to the level of his ears. So how to combine? Scholars say that both hadiths are authentic. So in order to combine, you have to have an understanding. And the understanding is that he used to raise the palm of his hands to his shoulders while the fingers reaching the level of his ears. Now, I've seen people tormenting themselves before prayer by holding their ears and doing Allahu Akbar. Why are you doing this? Are you reprimanding yourself? I said, no, this is how we learned how to pray. I said, but very good. Now you have to change your method of learning. What did we agree on? We learn how to pray from the sunnah. And nowhere in the hadith, the Prophet used to touch his ears, let alone pulling them. And by the end of the day, you never know, maybe you'll be like an elephant with big ears. This is not advisable, akhi. Whatever you do, refer it to the Quran and the sunnah. Revise all of your religion. So many things that my father taught me were wrong. So many things that my community used to do are wrong. So many things that we may learn in schools, not so many, but there are things in schools that we learn that are not correct. So as a student of knowledge, like you guys, you have to always refer it to the Quran and Sunnah. Don't take my word. I might be one of the sources of wrong information as well that you add to the archive you have. So as a student of knowledge, go back to the Quran, to the Sunnah. Refer, cross-examine, cross-reference so that you can know whether this was done by the Prophet ﷺ or not. Never ever he used to touch his ears. But the hadith says that to the level of the ears. Now, there are people that are so lazy. When they offer takbir, they say, Allahu Akbar. What are you doing? Trying to fly? You think you're a duck? No, this is not the right way of doing it. In prayer, you have to show enthusiasm. You have to show power and strength and agility in the way that Allah Azza wa Jalla is pleased with. Because if your boss tells you to do something, how would you do it? You know, like this? Or you will show him that you are all up to it. If he says, do something, you say, yes, sir, meaning that you are in compliance, you're showing, mashallah, this means that you're a good employee. With Allah, Allah has the highest example. We have to stand in prayer in a manner and fashion that is perfect. And the only perfect way is to do what the Prophet ﷺ used to do. So, should I do this? Or what? The scholars say you have to point it to the Qibla. Because the whole prayer is based on facing the Qibla. So I do this, Allahu Akbar. This is my hands, shoulder and ears level. Now, I don't tell you bring a ruler and try to measure exactly. No, a little bit, okay, now it's good. But you know what I mean. Islam is a religion of simplicity. So, Ibn Umar, may Allah be pleased with him, telling us, he used to do this in Takbiratul Ihram. Once, because it doesn't come more than once in a prayer. The second place, which is only once in the prayer, is when the imam or the individual or the follower is standing from at-tashahhud, which is the second rak'ah, to the third. So the minute you stand to the third rak'ah, you raise your hands and say, Allahu Akbar. Of course, this only comes in three rak'ah prayer and four rak'ah prayer. Can I do this in Fajr? No, because there isn't any third rak'ah. The third and fourth location is found in every single prayer, in every single rak'ah, and that is when I bow, I say Allahu Akbar, and when I raise my head from bowing position, I say Sami'a Allahu liman hamidah, and I do not do this when I prostrate. So I don't do this in prostration while sujood, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. I don't do this while in the prostration position. Now, scholars say that it's the consensus of all scholars that the first takbirah, you raise your hands. What's the ruling on raising the hands? Is it pillar? Is it mandatory? Is it sunnah? Kareem.
The takbiratul ihram, it's a pillar, but in the following rakats, it's a sunnah.
Okay, he says that in the beginning takbirah, it is a pillar, but in the remaining takbirahs of the salah, it is a sunnah. Who agrees with this opinion? 1, 2, okay, 7, 8, 9. And who disagrees with this opinion? 1, 2. Okay, let us take the brother over there. Why do you disagree?
God, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam never missed it, first thing. Yes.
So he's saying that it's a pillar. No. He said that the first takbirah, raising the hand, is a pillar. So you agree? Do you agree? He agrees. This is all wrong. You've mixed up things completely. There is a difference between the takbir and raising the hands. Raising the hands is a sunnah. So if I initiate my prayer by saying, Allahu Akbar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, my prayer is 100% accepted. But if I do this and I initiate my prayer is invalid, because the takbir is the pillar, not raising the hands. So the consensus of all scholars that raising the hands with the takbir is something that is recommended. There is no dispute and difference between them. They differed in what? In raising the hands elsewhere. So the majority of scholars say it is recommended, such as Al-Imam Al-Shafi'i, Al-Imam Al-Ahmad. Imam Ahmad said that raising the hands other than the takbiratul ihram, in the three positions I've mentioned, they say that it is highly recommended. It's part of the sunnah. Not only that, Ibn al-Qayyim, may Allah have mercy on his soul, said that 30 companions of the Prophet ﷺ reported it. Not only that, the 10 heaven-bound sahaba including the four righteous and rightly guided caliphs, they reported it. Al-Imam Al-Hakim, Abu Abdullah Al-Hakim, the one who compiled Al-Mustadrak ala Sahihain, he said, I do not know of a sunnah that the four caliphs of Islam agreed upon among the 10 heaven-bound, all of them agreed upon, other than raising the hands in prayer. So it is not something that is a difference of opinion. No, this is something that all the companions did it, and the sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ on doing it. And that is why we know that if there is a school of thought that says otherwise, that this opinion we respect, but at the same time, we'd rather follow the companions, may Allah be pleased with him. And this is the opinion of Al-Imam Abu Hanifa. The school of Abu Hanifa, may Allah have mercy on his soul, say that you do not raise your hands except in the beginning. And as you've heard, and as I've read to you, this is wrong, and it goes against the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. However, if I don't raise my hands, is my prayer void? No, your prayer is complete, but you will lose the reward of following the sunnah of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Moving on to hadith number 84, and the brother there.
Narrated Ibn Abbas, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, I have been ordered to prostrate on seven bones, that is, on the forehead along with the tip of the nose, and the Prophet pointed towards his nose, both hands, both knees, and the toes of both feet, and not together, fold, roll up the clothes or the hair. Sahih al-Bukhari.
Regarding the addition at the end, where the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam say, and not gather, or fold, or roll up the clothes, or the hair, this is not mentioned in the text of Umdat al-Ahkam, but it is authentic. And because the brother had read it, we may, inshallah, come to explain it just after this short break, so stay tuned.